for Chrisley Knows Best, a reality show that followed their tight-knit family and extravagant lifestyle. Hiya Punchwani, Washington.
Following back-to-back explosions, SpaceX launched its mega rocket Starship again last evening, but it missed its primary objective when the spacecraft became unstable. It tumbled out of control and then broke apart. Wall Street, Dow futures up 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
More than 1 in 5 Americans serve as a care partner for a loved one with a serious illness or disability, including ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease with no cure. Over time, it takes away the ability to speak, eat, move, and breathe independently, requiring increasing care and support. Care partners often assist with daily activities like hygiene, mobility, and medical needs. This ALS Awareness Month, Teresa shares her experience to highlight the vital role of care partners.
After my husband was diagnosed with ALS, I retired after 46 years to become his full-time care partner. I help with daily tasks like dressing and preparing his food, and when it's warm, we enjoy spending time outside. Being a care partner can be rewarding, but it's not always easy. I found strength by connecting with others, finding time for myself, and learning everything I could about the disease.
Visit alspathways.com/radio for more information on ALS and care partner support. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Attorneys for teenage murder suspect Jalen Prince will be calling witnesses to the stand today after a judge denied a request for acquittal on Tuesday. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppatown High School. The shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl. Attorneys for Prince indicated during opening statements that he would be testifying in his own defense. Members of Teachers Association of Baltimore County are calling for the full pay raise that was agreed upon last year. TABCO says Baltimore County Public Schools is only offering a fraction of the 5% raise that members were promised. According to a local TV station, the original agreement included the 5% pay increase, but after federal and state funding cuts, Baltimore County Public Schools initially dropped that to 1.5%. Negotiations continue. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Cardinals may have stopped the Birds' 3-game winning streak last night, but no one apparently can stop Ryan O'Hearn.
Second and third, but there are two outs. O'Hearn to the gap in right center field. Backing up is Scott. He's out of room, and that baby's gone. What can he do? Ryan O'Hearn gives the Orioles the lead.
A 4-3 lead. Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. O'Hearn's ninth of the year, but the Redbirds would score three off Brian Baker in the eighth to prevail 7-4 the final. O'Hearn batting .571 in his last seven games. The rubber game of the series is scheduled tonight, but so is rain. 65% chance downtown at game time. Ravens hit the practice field in Owings Mills for the second day today. The rookie class alongside the veterans, first chance to get an on-field look at perhaps the most important free agent signed by Baltimore in quite a while. Talking about wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, whose special skill could be the missing piece in a Super Bowl run.
You know, I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, you know, contested catches. I feel like that's been something that I've been able to excel in.
Not since Anquan Boldin in the Super Bowl season of 2012 have the Ravens had a receiver like that. Coming up in 30 minutes, the WNBA comes to Baltimore tonight, minus Caitlin Clark. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 51 degrees in Westminster, 56 in Easton and 54 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Look, I'm glad that I did not take for granted the fact that I did not have much traffic coming to work yesterday, because boy, oh boy, you guys really you let me down today on the road. My goodness. Look, I'm fine with everybody going back to work, but be careful out there. What are we doing? As soon as it starts raining, it's like, you know, are you texting and driving? What are we doing? Are you sipping vodka? I gotta know. Because 695 is a mess, but I'm happy to be here on time. And, of course, I'm very appreciative of the fact that you join me here every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. We've got a lot to talk about today. I don't know if you guys heard, but Elon Musk, he's not so happy with President Trump right now. Not so happy. Not so happy. And I understand it. You will probably understand it as well, so we'll get into that. Also, Representative Glenn Ivey, that saga continues. You know, I feel really bad for him that he did not get the margarita that he was looking for. I'm wondering, should we take like a little mini bar down to Capitol Hill, just set up right outside his office, and make him a couple drinks? You know, maybe just a Bloody Mary, something good. I don't know. I feel so bad for the guy. He goes all the way to El Salvador and he gets absolutely nothing, not even a drink out of the deal. But we are going to talk about that because we were discussing yesterday on whether or not we, the people, we, the taxpayers, if we were paying for his trip and other trips down to El Salvador. So we got some information on that one. But I wanted to start the show today very local, very local, so local. I'm going right over to Federal Hill. And I'm starting the show with this story because it's so difficult for me to understand why people continuously get upset with what they actually voted for. They voted for this. And this is what's so great. So last night there was a little town hall, a little community meeting, if you will, in Federal Hill. And they've got that new councilman that took over for Eric Costello. His name is Blanchard. Yes, Blanchard. And Zach Blanchard, if you're wondering what his first name is. And Zach Blanchard, when he ran for office, he ran as like a centrist, okay? Because Councilman Eric Costello, I know I talked about him a lot because he didn't seem to have really that backbone I think people in Federal Hill were looking for him to have, right? It's like he would say something and he would get upset and he might have a press conference and say, this is unacceptable. But then when he gets to City Hall, he's like, hey, guys. Hey, well, oh, no, we were just wondering if you could do something about the crime. I mean, if you can't, it's okay. I just thought I'd ask, you know. So that's how Eric Costello was. And I always said, I was like, all right, this guy, I don't know how people keep voting for this guy. He has this great message, and he says, yes, we want Federal Hill to thrive. We don't want the crime and violence. And then when he sees his friends, he just, you know, he flips the scripts. And at that point, I was just like, this guy has no backbone, right? He's got nothing. Well, anyways, now you got Zach Blanchard. And Zach Blanchard, he really didn't have this big platform. He didn't have a campaign ad. And I think people were just hoping that he had a backbone, right? And he did. He built himself, like I said, as a centrist, because he even talked about the fact that he was a veteran, right? And usually if you have a military background, and I'm not going to say it's 100%, but I would say 99.4% of the time, those that have a military background, both men and women, usually they do respect the rule of law. And they expect other people to be law-abiding citizens. That's why you do see a lot of veterans that are Republicans or independents. Some are Democrats. Most of them very moderate. But you rarely see a progressive veteran. It's rare, right? Because it kind of goes against all of their training, everything that they learned when it comes to, brother and sisterhood and, making sure that we're always helping those in need and that, those are our neighbors, fighting against, evil. Like, it goes against, most of what they believe in, their entire philosophy. And so when I was looking up this guy, Zach Blanchard, and I was kind of laughing because he's like buddy-buddy with the now city council president, Zeke Cohen. And I thought that was interesting because Zeke Cohen is clearly a progressive, right? Clearly. He doesn't hide it. He's fine with it. He used to be all about Black Lives Matter and defund the police. Now he's on the other side. He's like, oh, wait, that might not have been a good idea. And, it's funny because I look at his posts that go out. I'm thinking, dude, I love how you kind of flip the script, but you never acknowledge that you were on the other side of this. I kind of expect that, I guess, from people. And I know I shouldn't expect it from politicians. But if you were on the complete other side of a conversation, at least admit it before jumping over to the other side. But he doesn't do that. He just pretends as if that other, everything he said in the past didn't really matter. Right? All the posts in 2020, 2021 didn't matter. Well, anyway, Zach Blanchard and Zeke Cohen, they're kind of the same. And it's very interesting to me because I'm going to play this audio for you here in just a second. But it's interesting to me because the entire time I'm watching the clips from this community meeting last night, I'm watching it and I'm looking at Councilman Zach Blanchard's facial expressions. Okay. Now, I wish that they were all listening to the show right now, but they've got the budget hearings and the budget meetings happening. So we'll talk about that later this week. But as I was watching his face, I could see that he really, truly doesn't know what he wants his constituents to do. And not only that, I don't think he believes that it's his responsibility to actually do something about whether it's the crime, the violence, the juveniles, or the dirt bikes. Take a listen to this audio, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Things definitely got heated inside that meeting. You mentioned dirt bikes and juvenile crime and the vandalism that we've seen. City residents, especially in Fed Hill, want answers.
At a Fed Hill public safety meeting Tuesday,
the dirt bikers were racing by up and down the street.
Tempers revved on the issue of dirt bikes.
Have y'all thought about, like, spike strips?
At the center of the conversation, District 11 Councilman Zach Blanchard, councilman for the neighborhood.
Like, believe me, I really, really do, like, share the fear and the frustration here. The question is, what happens when the police officer chasing the dirt bike hits a toddler or a dog?
Taking tough questions from residents.
You want to make Baltimore great again? You better do something about these bikers.
Another topic on the minds of many, regardless of affiliation.
I guess I'm not understanding what the politics about it is because, I'm a Democrat. We're all Democrats here.
The problem of juvenile crime.
If the drive is that we don't want to lock kids up in jail, okay, that's whatever policy that might be, whatever the reasons behind that might be, sure. But then my question is, what's the plan?
One of our neighbors, who was across the street from where he went in, had her jaw broken by an individual, a young female.
Westmore had hired this guy, Gervaldi. Now, what, is he going to feel bad or something like that because he made a fool of himself in taking this guy on? So he's going to keep him? We suffer for it?
Councilman Blanchard says he's planning to meet with DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi personally.
And you're going to meet with him to say what? I'm asking you a question.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was rhetorical.
Although Blanchard didn't directly answer that question, he did say he plans to talk about repeat juvenile offender.
And with the specific problem of young people committing a violent crime and getting arrested, brought to Department of Juvenile Service intake, and then being released and then going on to commit something else.
And he plans to push lawmakers for answers.
What is our leadership doing to make us safer if they're not doing this, right?
Now, Blanchard says that meeting with Schiraldi is scheduled for the next couple of weeks after budget talks at City Hall. Vincent Hill, Fox 45 News.
Oh, my goodness. That was gold right there. Now you see why I had to start the show with that. I mean, that's pure comedy. Oh, man, let's go back here. So the woman describing the dirt biker is just whizzing down the road. I mean, it's kind of like, ma'am, I mean, you know, it's almost as if, you know, she just crawled out under this rock or something. They have made it very clear in Baltimore City, whether it's Mayor Brandon Scott, the city council, you name it. They have made it very clear that dirt bikes, it's a part of their quote-unquote culture. You're not getting rid of the dirt bikes, ma'am. Okay, that's what Councilman Zach Blanchard should have said straight up, right? If he had, you know, the cojones to do it, he should have looked there dead in the eye and said the dirt bikes are here to stay. They've always been here to stay. Okay, they could have done something like Mayor Eric Adams in New York a long time ago, and that is you confiscate the dirt bikes and then you have them watch as you crush them down to metal. That's what they did in New York City because Eric Adams said, I'm not playing this game. Whereas Mayor Brandon Scott said, we are playing this game, right? We'll think of something. We'll have this bike, you know, 360 organization where they ride their dirt bikes through the city to get to the, what is that? The train museum is where they play with them at over there for the 360 thing. And then they're like, oh, let's have a bike park where they can ride these dirt bikes in this park. Well, how are they going to get over there? They got to ride through the city. You think these kids got trailers for these dirt bikes? They don't have trailers. Okay, they got nothing. They're riding them over there. So the woman at the meeting, or to anybody else in the city, if you think you're getting rid of the dirt bikes, let me say this as simply as possible. You're not. You're going to live with them. If you live in Baltimore City, you are living with the dirt bikes, okay? They have made this clear for over a decade. Moving on from that, there was a guy that got up during this meeting. He stands up proudly. And he says, we're all Democrats here. I don't understand the problem. Dude, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yes, you're all Democrats. You all voted for Democrats time and time again. And then I love when someone else brings up Vincent Schiraldi. And they're like, oh, we got to meet with Vincent Schiraldi. We got to do something about Vincent Schiraldi. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Had you voted for Dan Cox, for instance, you would not have a Vincent Schiraldi to deal with. This is not rocket science by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. The problem is you. It's you. It's you every election cycle. It's you. And then, of course, they asked the councilman there, you know, what do you plan to say to Vincent Schiraldi? And he's there like a deer in headlights. And he goes, oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question. Look, Vincent Hill, Fox 45, well done. Bravo. The editing on that. I laughed for a good hour after watching that one. I mean, it's sad, it's pathetic, but this is where we are. Look, if you want to weigh in on this, I see the phone lines already going, text lines going, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to hear from you on this. We're going to continue to talk about this because I'm not done. I even looked at some of Councilman Zach Blanchard. I looked at his website. I looked at the volunteers, and I got a lot more to say about this that might actually shock some of the liberals that voted for him. They're going to be shocked because for some reason, all of these Ivy League snooty, snotty people that, you know, say they're so college educated, for being so college educated, I swear to you, you make some of the dumbest decisions around the election cycle time. It doesn't get worse than what you've made it for yourself, okay? You can't get mad anymore. You done it, all right? It's you. It is you. You were the problem. All right, we'll talk more about this right now. Look, I know we got some issues going on. I was hearing about Toyota. I was hearing about all these things. We're going to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's Morning Market Flash. Tim, what are we doing this morning, Tim?
Well, so far things are so-so, Kim.
Okay.
Things are so-so. Yesterday we had a huge day, which was amazing. Again, coming off of the announcement on the weekend, on Sunday, when President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social that he's extending the European Union tariff deadline, Kim, from June 1st to July 9th. So what did that extension do on the reciprocal tariff pause? Equities rallied. The stock market finished higher yesterday, first day back from the holiday, shortened week this week with Memorial Day on Monday and the markets being closed. So Tuesday, yesterday, we had some of the best levels we've seen in several days. All of the major indices recouped much of last week's broad declines. We had The Dow Jones up over 700 points yesterday, Kim, which was amazing, up about 1.8%. S&P 500 index increasing over 2%, and the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index up about 2.5%, roughly. And again, all coming on this news over the weekend on Sunday, and everything seems to be really driven right now, Kim, based on the volatility, based on the market action surrounding the tariffs, right? What is President Donald Trump going to do with the tariffs? Are we going to ease up? Are we going to remain, you know, steadfast, remain firm? How the markets react to that, how investors really react to that, again, is very interesting to see. Thus far here this morning, as I said, things are somewhat flat here. Dow futures are up about 2 points, right, which is pretty much muted. S&P 500 futures are up 6.5 points, and the NASDAQ futures up 54 points. Surprisingly, what we're seeing in the retail side of things here this morning, you know, for example, company-specific, Abercrombie & Fitch, soaring here pre-market 25% thus far, even as the retailer has slashed their profit outlook due to tariffs. Dick's Sporting Goods, again, in the retail space, Kim, standing by their full-year guidance, even with tariffs looming. And last but not least, Macy's, their CEO, says that their company will hike some prices because the tariffs are cutting into their profits. Where are people paying attention to the market movement today? Obviously, surrounding the big technology giant NVIDIA, bracing for their earnings here today. So they're going to be released after the close today on Wednesday, Kim. So, again, investors are going to be paying close attention to what China restrictions will mean for NVIDIA, who is a big AI or artificial intelligence chip maker. And they right now are seeing no slowing in demand for their graphic processing units, their GPUs, Kim. So we'll have to see how that plays out with the market close later today. But the retail space, again, back and forth, this seesaw battle. Some companies are doing well, some companies are not, slashing earnings based on tariffs. But again, coming off of yesterday's big move, hopefully the market can remain steady and hold on to some of those gains. We'll have to wait and see. I'll rejoin you all, of course, on Friday morning, Kim, for another edition of the Morning Market Flash. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim. You too.
Get to Dash In and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash In.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, all right. You know what? We'll be looking forward to hear from Tim on Friday. There are a lot going on right now in the market, and if I even know about it, then it's pretty serious. It's pretty serious when I know about it. All right, before we were talking to Tim, we were talking about Federal Hill. And a lot of the residents are very upset that they're dealing with the dirt bikes, they're dealing with the crime and violence, they're dealing with the juveniles. And they met with Councilman Zach Blanchard at a community safety meeting last night. Here's another piece of this that I just love. They have all these community safety meetings around the city all of the time. I mean, at what point do city residents say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of having just meetings about this. I want actual public safety. I mean, don't you guys get it? I mean, when you sit down and you have these meetings, that means that there are a lot of people still not doing their job. Now, for a long time, remember when Democrats were just blaming the police? That was also great. They would say, oh, it's the police. The police officers are not doing their job. Well, because of the consent decree, even though I hate it, because of the consent decree, because of just so much of a spotlight on our police department, finally residents realized it's not the police. So now you've got more people talking about Vincent Schiraldi. You got more people talking about some of the laws on the books, right? Our Maryland General Assembly, the Juvenile Justice Reform Act and such. So now some people actually get it. It's not the police. Okay? So now we're at a point now where they're going to have to, at some point in time, I believe this in my heart and soul, they're going to have to realize it's the way they vote. Okay? It's gotta click at some point in time. I have faith. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. I've got Stan in Baltimore. Stan, what say you?
Well, I have a couple of comments to make. And I'm going to start at the top with the governor. Westmore is a terrible, terrible leader. Yeah. He's terrible. Mr. Schiraldi, I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly the committee that he was in. And it was talking about recidivism. And he made the comment, Senator, at what point do we determine someone has done something wrong? Mm-hmm. That should have been his last official statement. He should have been fired on the spot if he don't know when to determine when someone's done something wrong. When you break the law, is for the lawless. He came with terrible recommendations from New York. For whatever reason, Westmore has been aware of what we need to do. We're going to do this. We're going to study this. We're not talking a month, two, three, four, 5 months. Schiraldi has been in the head for some time now, and it's just getting worse. Dirt bikes are illegal. If the laws for the squeegee kids, squeegee young men, had been enforced, Timothy Reynolds could still be alive today.
Yeah.
This bleeding heart, racial equality, and just when you break the law, you break the law. It does not matter what color you are. And anybody that continues to support Brandon Scott, Westmore, you are completely misguided and deceived.
Yeah. Stan, I'm right there with you. This is very well said. I appreciate it. Let me ask you this, Stan. From what you've seen so far, do you think Governor Westmore will finally get rid of Vincent Schiraldi?
I don't think so.
That's the sad part. I'm right there with you. Yeah, like you said, he's been there for over 2 years now.
Westmore thinks, and it does have some validity, the power of the smile. He does a fantastic smoke and mirrors thing. And then Brandon Scott. Education system is going down the tubes. It has been. But who did Brandon Scott endorse? The school CEO.
Right.
And then gave her a raise.
Yeah, Stan, I'm coming up on a break here. I'm right there with you, Stan. Well said. I think a lot of people agree. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration has temporarily stopped processing applications for student visas from people overseas. The move comes as the administration prepares to expand vetting of foreign students. The Trump administration moving to cut some $100 million in federal contracts going to Harvard University. President Trump threatening to withhold federal funding from the state of California over a transgender athlete. The latest SpaceX test flight of its Starship mega rocket was a partial success. The first part of last evening's unmanned mission went according to plan, but after about 30 minutes or so, the spacecraft encountered some trouble. It became unstable and then tumbled out of control. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the stock futures are higher. More details at SRNNews.com. Com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you're thinking about catching the Orioles game tonight at Camden Yards, rain could affect your plans. 65% chance is in the air. If the rubber game does go off, it'll be Kate Povich at 6:35. The new Maryland Athletic Director, James Smith, with a tall task in front of him, outlining that in his initial press conference last week in College Park.
We're going to focus on revenue because, make no mistake about it, to compete with the caliber of schools, not just in the Big Ten, but across the country, we must increase our revenue.
So on that note, how bad is it? Well, one could say pretty bad. In both 2022-23 and 23-24, Maryland's athletic department revenues were ranked last in the Big Ten. And finally, CFG Bank Arena will be the site tonight of the WNBA's first ever game played in Baltimore. It was to be a chance to watch the Mystics play Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever, but Clark now out for 2 weeks with a quad strain. But still, how will Baltimore respond to this game tonight? And could our city be a potential destination point for a WNBA expansion team? Coming up in 30 minutes, the year Cal Jr. called the pitches. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking rain showers most of your Wednesday. We'll see temperatures that will barely get out of the 50s into the lower 60s for the afternoon. Rain does start to taper off as we head into your Wednesday evening. Thursday will be drier and warmer with the potential for some storms late on Thursday afternoon into the evening. More rain on the way for you on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Federal Hill. They had a community meeting last night. They're talking about dirt bikes, juvenile crime. Apparently, one woman had her jaw broken by someone. And then they get up in the meeting and they say, I don't understand the problem. I mean, look, guys, we're all Democrats here. I almost want to get that, like, on a T-shirt or something. It was great. It was great. It's like, wait a minute, you don't understand the problem? You just pointed out the problem. Well, remember, this Councilman Zach Blanchard, he took over for Councilman Eric Costello. Eric Costello was a little more to the center than Mr. Blanchard, but Mr. Blanchard, he was able to really sell himself as a centrist. And instead of people really looking into him and, you know, even just like, because he does have a website. He didn't have a campaign ad. He didn't really have a platform. But if you go to his endorsements page, you will see he was endorsed by the Sierra Club. Remember, the Sierra Club is why we have all these energy problems right now, right? They wanted all the plants closed. And, of course, they wanted to just rely on windmills and all those great things. But he was endorsed by the Sierra Club. And if you go down, I mean, you know, he was talking, again, more about the fact that he's a veteran. But at the same time, if you really look at, like, the Clean Water Action Justice Group, right, they also endorsed it. And, of course, we want clean water. We were talking about this yesterday when it comes to the crab population. Or maybe this is the day before yesterday. But at the same time, when you see these kind of endorsements, just so you know, that's they're heavily involved in either that group or they really they went out of their way to make sure they received that endorsement because that's where they stand on the issues, right? So, of course, we're talking about the dirt bikes. That was one of the first things that they talked about there at that public safety meeting last night. It looks like Chuck and Pimlico. Chuck, do you have a solution for the problem of dirt bikes?
Well, I'm surprised that nobody has come up with an offer to pay the people who own dirt bikes a weekly allowance. And then if they are involved in anything which is misbehavior, that they lose their allowance for on that dirt bike. Of course, you'd have to license the dirt bikes and train those people that have the dirt bikes and kind of get some kind of order into things. But
wait, Chuck, are you serious or are you joking?
That didn't come up in your meeting. Why aren't they offering money to the youth of the city to behave?
Well, they do that in some cases with the sidestep program, right? The juveniles, and they do some of these programs in California. If they would have came up with that one, I would have been laughing a lot harder this morning, Chuck.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I don't think it would work because it would interfere with their personal freedom.
Yeah, I don't think it would work because those dirt bikes are stolen. You know, it's not their dirt bikes to begin with. And I like, look, Chuck, and I think this is why Mayor Eric Adams did what he did in New York, because he knew that most of those dirt bikes were stolen. And the only way to really stop it was to say, you know what, we're not doing it at all. But unfortunately, here in Baltimore, they're, you know, the city leadership, they're fine with it.
Well, I have a problem with stolen vehicles taking all the parking places in my neighborhood here. Yeah. I can't park my car because all the stolen. They have license plates where the stickers don't match, or they don't even have license plates on the front. And all they do, they might get a yellow sticker, but that's all that ever happens. And they just stay there forever. Some of them are covered up with, I call them like rain bonnets or shower bonnets.
Yeah.
So that you can't even see what the car is about. I don't know what kind of a business is going on there. But there's five or six of them in a neighborhood of, I'd say, about 50 people here.
Yeah.
So that's over 10% of the parking places gone.
Yeah. Well, I believe you because they caught on video juveniles that had ended up going back to retrieve their backpacks out of a stolen vehicle in Towson. I don't know if you saw that video. But they parked it in Towson and then went back because they forgot their backpacks and went back and got them. And the car was still sitting there because it was sitting there for over a day. It's crazy.
Around here, they usually stuff their things underneath this large bush I have.
Oh, so that's nice.
Out after school.
Yeah, that's nice. Chuck, I'm sorry you're dealing with all that there, but thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. God willing. Thank you. I mean, look, it's funny. I get it. And I guess at this point, we're laughing because we see it time and time again. And for them to have a community meeting, you could call this a meeting of the minds. Because if you were listening to that clip there that we played, again, it was on Fox 45, Vincent Hill did the story, if you want to take a look at it. But, you know, even as they were talking about it, you could tell that nobody had a solution in the room. Nobody wanted to say, okay, guys, here's what needs to happen. The councilman, Zach Blanchard, he was sitting there. But again, his face, if you get a chance to see it, his face, he was like a deer in headlights. He truly did not know what to say. And I will say this. I heard Councilman Yitzhak Schleifer, and you know I like Yitzhak. I do. I heard him doing an interview this morning. And he was talking about the rabbi. We talked about this yesterday. The rabbi at Park Heights, he ended up pulling his gun on these assailants that were beating him up in his own driveway as he was taking out the trash. Luckily, he pulled out the gun and they ran. But again, he was talking about the way the Jewish community is treated, even here in the Baltimore region, which is not good. And I think we can all agree on that. Even after the attacks on October 7th, remember, Yossi Schleifer went to city council and he wanted to really talk about condemning the act on the council floor. And there were many city council members that did not have his back on it. And there were so many protesters that were inside City Hall screaming Free Palestine. You could tell Yossi Schleifer was very upset, but none of his colleagues really said much of anything. I think Nick Mosby is the one that spoke out the most. But at the same time, it's like, well, councilman, at what point in time do you say to yourself as a councilman that it's the party in which I belong to? The party which I belong to don't seem to care too much about anti-Semitism. The party which I belong to don't seem to care about the law-abiding citizens. The party which I belong to, Councilman Yossi Schleifer, if I were you, this is what I would be saying to myself. They could care less, they couldn't care less, about the outcome of all of these situations that are very, very tragic. Because as you all mentioned, that called in, texted in yesterday, we talked about that story with the rabbi, many of you said, could you imagine what would happen if that rabbi had pulled the trigger and actually shot and killed one of those individuals that attacked him? Oh, it would have been chaos. It would have been chaos. And Councilman Yossi Schleifer is still a member of the Democrat Party. During this interview, he pointed out why he should not be a member of the Democrat Party. And at not one point in time did it hit him that, and I'm not saying become a Republican, possibly an independent, possibly just leaving the Democrat Party altogether, or even threatening to leave the Democrat Party. Just say something. But he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And so it's to a point now where I myself, I can't feel sorry for these individuals anymore. It's hard for me to feel sorry for them. For someone that has run for office time and time again saying, hey guys, it's the party. Okay? It's the party. I promise you that. What they believe in is not in your best interest. And you gotta get out. But they won't listen to it. Or they'll hear it. And I guess maybe they'll hope that their party, I don't know, circles back and becomes more of like a JFK kind of Democrat party. I don't know. When are they the blue dog Democrats, when they actually cared about blue collar workers or the unions? I don't think it's happening. I think they're too far gone. So if you're waiting for the Democrat Party to make its comeback, it's gone too far left. They can't rein this in. The way they look like let the trans community completely take over, men, you know, pretending to be women, trampling all over women's rights. Remember when the Democrat Party really championed women's rights? Not anymore. They don't even want to define what a woman is. God forbid they actually agree that we should have rights. They've gone too far left. I don't think it's coming back. Anyways, I just wanted to share that because I heard Councilman, like I said, Yossi Schleifer during that interview, and he made a solid case for why he should no longer be a Democrat and still couldn't come to terms with it. I've got Robin in Fells Point. Robin, you guys have a dirt bike problem there as well?
Of course. Yeah. But I've been on this earth for 77 years, and I've been down here 57 years. So, now, when I was growing up, we had little licenses that we had to pay, 50 cents for a bike. You go to the police department, you get your license. They got all the information of where the bike was registered and all that. Well, my suggestion is now, since all this time has passed, that these bikes be registered and insured because they are, they're fast. They're motorized. They're using our streets. They're they should be insured and they should be tagged. Now, the bike sellers, the ones that sell these bikes, I'm not talking about the ones that are stolen because those have to be captured. But the ones that are the people who sell these bikes go into them. They need to have licenses to be filled out by these people, IDs provided, and they need to be insured for, I don't know, some small amount, or if they, something has to be done, has to be more regulated. That's all there is to it. There's no regulation on these bikes. There's no, they just come and go in and pay cash for whatever and go out and misbehave, run down people and cause havoc. And it's amazing that no one has thought about regulating these things.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Rob, and I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that, or do you believe those riding dirt bikes in the city, do you believe some of them are actually owned by these individuals?
Yes.
You believe that?
I believe that there are enough bike outlets. There's one on Ritchie Highway. There's a couple others. I believe that those people go in and get a bike for cash and walk out and do whatever the hell they want to do.
I see. So you're saying those that actually purchase them, because from my understanding, there's a lot of people that go either, you know, at the Pennsylvania line or even down, you know, towards Pasadena, where they're stealing these bikes right out of people's yards and sheds and garages.
Well, we're talking about, okay, if they're stolen, well, why don't the people that own them, why haven't they been the ones to have them registered, to have them insured? You know, I mean, something has to be done.
Yeah.
And you have to start with regulation.
Yeah.
Regulation for these individuals.
Yeah.
And, you know, how hard is it to put a chain on a bike so it's not stolen? And if it is stolen, okay, then you report it stolen, but it has a tag on it. They all must be tagged. They have to be tagged. We have to know who these people are, and we have to know where the bikes are supposed to be. You have to have regulation. If you don't, you have chaos and confusion.
No, I'm right there with you on that one, Rob. And I think if those that originally purchased the bikes, you know, right. And we could just put this out here. Obviously, I don't own a dirt bike. I don't know what, you know, the dirt bike world is even about. But if they were to get, you know, like you said, insurance and tags on them, would that make it easier for us to spot the thieves here? Possibly. I would think that it would help, you know, like you pointed out.
I think it would deter to the purchase a little bit, but still, there's no reason for them to run on our streets and cause all this chaos without being charged something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to have some kind of regulation.
Right.
And so far, I mean, if you can just, and listen, to be perfectly honest, I believe that bike owners need to be registered. You have to. I was driving my vehicle, and there was a biker on a bicycle coming towards me with his phone, not paying one bit of attention, had crossed the line. Now, I stopped, and I honked, and he finally looked up. But if I had not, and if he had done damage or had been, who would have paid?
You.
Who would be responsible?
You would have been. You would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What responsibility does he have?
No. And they do. They ride their bikes like they're very entitled because they know if something were to happen, it would be on you. They know that.
If you go down Central Avenue right now, I mean, they just cross. They don't care about the lights or anything. They need to learn. They need to learn, you really have to step on them and tell them, if you want this, and it's got to be slow because some of the bikes are stolen and whatever, but, you know, we have a license. You have to get a license to drive a car.
Yeah.
These are motorized using our streets.
Yeah. Well, Robin, I'm right there with you. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week. The other issue is Mayor Brandon Scott, he believes in the dirt bike culture. He believes that the dirt bikes aren't the problem. You can go to any page, whether it's Fox 45 or what have you. If there is a story about a dirt bike, They will. There are people in the comment section, and I'm talking hundreds, that are mad that you are even blaming, thinking about blaming somebody on a dirt bike. I promise you, they have made it up in their minds that it is part of Baltimore City. And that's what you're going to deal with. I got my friend Alan Woodlawn. Al, what do you say on all this?
Hey, well, I'm changing the subject a little bit, Kim. How you doing? Hope you and your family had a good holiday, Kim.
Thank you. Same to you.
You know, about the what you were talking about a few minutes before that call about the the Jewish communities that are under attack right now. I mean, Kim, I can remember back in school when I used to hear about when Hitler came to power and how the other countries in the world saw what was going on and still refused to do anything. And I just can't, and right now it's just hard for me to fathom in 2025 that we have, politicians and communities who will not come out and condemn the attacks against the Jewish students on campus and the Jewish community. And then we have even a member of Congress who has a Palestinian flag in her office.
Yeah.
You have reporters running up, to different people, who back Palestine and saying, we have any comments to make about the two individuals who were killed in D.C.? Get the F out my face.
Yep.
I'm sorry it's happening, and I just wish people would just come to terms with, you got to do something. If you have a child that's going to a university, or elementary school, anything, they have a right to be protected.
Yeah.
And stuff has got to stop.
Yeah.
And it's very disheartening, Kim.
No,
Al. Very disheartening.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be 72 at the end of this week. And I never thought I'd see something like this in this country where, just blatantly out in the open, just running around just trying to kill people and hurt people just because of their religion. In this country.
Right.
And like you say, the politicians just don't have enough backbone to stand up and say, all right, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Al,
I got to take a break here, but I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And,
well, Kim, I wasn't able to come to your pool party this weekend. I was very, very sick, very sick.
Well, it was too cold out anyways. We kept the cover on.
I didn't want to come jump in the deep end with a face and with a mask on,
Yeah,
that wouldn't have been, But Kim, and another thing, people, don't like to show ID like at the voting places because they say they're being suppressed.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go to the Baltimore County landfill today to get rid of some stuff. And you know what I have to show when I go to the landfill to get rid of stuff?
What's that?
I have to show my ID.
No.
My ID. When I went to John's the other day to get some cold medication, and it didn't even have alcohol in it. And the young lady behind the counter asked me, I need to see your ID.
Yeah.
I said, and people talk about, if I got to show my ID for things like that, I have no problem showing my ID if I want to vote somewhere.
No
problem at all.
No, Al, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Europe is, they're making Putin rich by buying his gas and oil, and they've been funding his war machine the entire time. President Trump said Putin has gone absolutely crazy after this weekend. It's insane. He's just indiscriminately taking out civilians left, right, and sideways. And Russia is declaring Trump's peace deal is okay, fine. If it's dead, then let the world stand against Putin, especially Europe. Stop making the guy rich. Just like in the Middle East, stop turning a blind eye to the sanctions that work and cut off the Iranian mullah's funding. And don't let them sell oil. Don't give them waivers like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now. Support our veterans and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Federal Hill, talking about the dirt bikes, the new councilman, Zach Blanchard, the fact that he said he wants to talk to Vincent Giraldi. I don't know. Maybe they'll have margaritas. I don't know what they're doing these days. We go right to the phone line because some of you have been waiting so patiently. I've got Frank and Perry Hall. Frank, did you want to weigh in on juvenile crime?
Yeah, you called me patient. Wow, that's the first time.
Yeah.
when Robin was talking, I was chomping at the bit because I wanted to talk about the rabbi. But I want to educate Robin and maybe folks like her. Every motorcycle sold brand new or used from a reputable dealer has to be titled, and you have to fill out a ton of paperwork. These are stolen bikes.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, I'm shocked that she's so ignorant to that. The city, the mayor, does not want to stop it. Even to sell a used bike, just for me on Facebook Market, I got buyers who want titles. They want clean titles. I have friends in Essex, Dundalk, Baltimore County, Hunt Valley, who have had bikes stolen consistently for the last decade.
Yeah.
They put air tags on bikes. They give it to the authorities, and they're never tracked, and they're told, just claim it on your homeowner's insurance. So what it looks like to me is a problem they don't want to fix. Here's a second point I want to make. There is such a subculture on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, of the love of that 12 o'clock boy community. It is seen around the country as Baltimore's cultural enrichment. It's laughed about in circles of my friends. I'm 50 years old, but, like, we laugh about it. Like, wow, that's what we're known for now.
Yeah.
They do not want to stop it. It is so easy to fix.
Yeah. Well, Frank, thank you so much for filling us in on this.
Yeah, it is insane. And the one last thing I want to say about the rabbi, I appreciate that this gentleman stood up for himself, but I have friends in Fells Point who have been held up and carjacked. They were just business people. They weren't affiliated with anything. There
yeah.
was never nary a word of how they defended themselves.
Yep, we'll be right back.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro.